Today's episode is brought to you by Tenassi. The Tenassi founders have a lifetime of experience in healthcare and the food service industry. And in 2016, they provided Middle Tennessee State University with a $2.5 million grant to study the hemp plant and its all-natural benefits. Tenassi's CBD plus CBDA is amazing, and it's twice as good as CBD alone. They have a full range of products that can help you find the product in the form that's right for you. They have topicals, salves, sports sticks, soft gels, gummies, and tinctures are all available. Their customer reviews are their best stories. If you have time and are interested, read their reviews on their website to see how their products are changing people's lives. Satisfaction is guaranteed. Try Tenassi products for 30 days, and if you don't love it, they will give you a full refund. Go to Tenassi.com and use code ACP to get 25% off at checkout. That's TANASI.com to get 25% off your first order when you use promo code ACP.
Hola.
Hello, this call is being translated.
Abuela, listen to what my phone can do.
Abuela, escucha lo que mi teléfono puede hacer.
Wow. Ahora dime sobre tu novia nueva.
Wow. Now tell me about this new girlfriend.
Huh?
Tú sabes lo que dije.
You know what I said.
Language is no longer a barrier, thanks to Live Translate with Galaxy AI on Samsung Galaxy S24 Ultra. Learn more at Samsung.com. Samsung account login required. Calls must be made using the native Samsung dialer.
Welcome to the Anxiety Coaches Podcast, a relaxing and informative show where we explore anxiety, panic, and PTSD, sharing how you can overcome them for life.
Aloha! Welcome back to the Anxiety Coaches Podcast. Today we'll be talking about six turnarounds for anxious heart palpitations. This is going to be interesting. A lot of questions come in about this, so stay tuned. Now let's get talking about the six turnarounds for anxious heart palpitations. I get a lot of questions about the heart. And, it's the center of our chest. The heart is much more than just, it's been looked at as that pumping the blood. But let me tell you, the heart is also our metaphorical center. It is the place where we hold a lot of our emotions. So let's get talking about the heart palpitations and some turnarounds that we can do to relieve that feeling. If you suffer from this particular anxiety symptom, you know how many different forms it can come in. The heart palpitation, the feeling of the rapid fluttering, skipped beats sometimes. It feels like a pounding heart sometimes. Some people refer to it as a racing heart. It's very uncomfortable. It's disconcerting. It can feel like people have used the term, my heart flips. It skips beats. You know what it is. If you've ever had it, you know what it is. If you haven't had it, hey, be really grateful. It's a place that you are not putting your focus. And, you know, there's a lot of different reasons for our heart doing these things. And it's not particularly dangerous. And so, but what happens is we get scared when our heart even just has a little change in it, a little skip beat, or a little harder beat. Anything involving any area of the center of the chest where the heart is can take the anxious person to a whole nother level in their anxiety. What gets confusing is that the palpitations can come with or without stress, and it can seem to come and go out of the blue. We've talked about things coming out of the blue on other podcasts, so you know what I'm talking about here. The symptom can change from day to day. Some days you have it, some days you don't. And other times it can be from moment to moment it can change. This common discomfort is really heightened when you're trying to go to sleep. Kicking up fears, you know, it's dark out, we're laying in bed, and the heart does a little boom boom out of sync with the other beats, and all of a sudden it can feel very frightening. Kicking up fear and more stress, and isn't that where we get into trouble with anxiety panic, is our thoughts kicking up more fear than what the situation may be requiring. So what can these be about? So we know that they come, we get scared, and then we kick up our anxiety another notch. But where do they come from? What is it all about? So there can be a medical concern. It's your heart. You don't want to miss out if it's something you should be paying more attention to. But with most people, when they have been checked out by their general practitioner and even cardiologists, people have come back with it being cleared. They've been checked out and have found they have no underlying medical issue. So for you, as always, if in doubt, check it out with your medical provider.
Today's episode is brought to you by Happy Mammoth. And you know, by supporting our sponsors, you're supporting us. So if you are interested in using Hormone Harmony by Happy Mammoth, please visit happymammoth.com and use promo code ACP for 15% off your first order. Thanks for supporting us by supporting our sponsors. If you're going through menopause, perimenopause, and you just really don't feel like yourself right now, or if you are done with menopause but you're still feeling like you have some of the hot flashes or racing thoughts and low moods, or still having trouble with your sleep, Hormone Harmony is the thing for you. Hormone Harmony contains science-backed herbal extracts that are called adaptogens. I'm a big fan of herbal adaptogens because they help the body to adapt to stressors such as chaotic hormonal changes that happen naturally throughout a woman's life. I'm excited to give Hormone Harmony a try myself. So for a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com by using code ACP at checkout. That's happymammoth.com with code ACP.
Hola.
Hello, this call is being translated.
Abuela, listen to what my phone can do.
Abuela, escucha lo que mi teléfono puede hacer.
Wow, ahora dime sobre tu novia nueva.
Wow, now tell me about this new girlfriend.
Huh?
Tú sabes lo que dije.
You know what I said.
Language is no longer a barrier thanks to Live Translate with Galaxy AI on Samsung Galaxy S24 Ultra. Learn more at Samsung.com. Samsung account login required. Calls must be made using the native Samsung dialer.
This episode is brought to you by Intuit, the technology platform that brings financial confidence with products like TurboTax, Credit Karma, QuickBooks, and MailChimp. You might have learned the recorder in school, but probably not how to navigate the financial world. Luckily, Intuit's on a mission to help with the free Intuit for Education program. It provides students with the lessons to learn essential skills, like how to build credit, file taxes, and budget. Check out their free resources at intuit.com/education.
This Memorial Day, click into cordless power at the Home Depot. Tackle your yard cleanup with the precision and gas-like power of the Ryobi 40-volt expanded cordless string trimmer. Then power through the heavier debris with more than an hour of runtime on the Ryobi 40-volt cordless battery blower. Right now, you can get either one for only $159 each. It's time to click into Memorial Day doing at your cordless power source, the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Now, there are many causes of heart palpitations, and many of these are within your control to do something about it. Oftentimes, there's stuff that kicks up our fear, our panic, our anxiety. We can't control. This is the stuff that life is throwing at us. But Like we talk about here on Anxiety Coaches Podcast, it's always wise to take care of the things that you can. So we want to do whatever we can that's going to help our system and help our nervous system calm down and maybe totally get rid of these heart palpitations. So what are some of these reasons that we could be getting these odd beats, these skip beats, thumps, bumps, whatever you call them? There's often an electrolyte abnormality. So you could be, it could be from dehydration. It could be from your diet. There's a number of different reasons that you could have your electrolyte balance off. So keep that one in mind. Stress is a huge component of this. Just your stress alone is going to add a little bit more onto your body needing to handle things. And a lot of people come back from their GP or their cardiologist saying that their stress is what is causing these particular beats. Being out of shape can cause your heart to beat like that, and or just exercise, right? So either being out of shape or being out there working out. All of a sudden people say, it only happens when I work out, right? Alcohol is a culprit. Crashing blood sugar is a culprit. And we have talked about the crashing blood sugar here over and over again. It's another one that's within your control. So is the alcohol. So is the being out of shape. And the exercise, well, you want to pay attention to that. Is it the stress? Because a lot of people are overstressed about their exercise. They're afraid. They pay so much attention to what their heart rate is doing in exercise. And we will be talking about that in another podcast at another time. But it's a big one. Having sleep disruptions can cause you to fall into this, and insomnia for sure. Fever, hormone fluctuations due to whether where you are in your cycle. Are you in the cycle where you're having your period and menstruation, or are you pregnant? Have your hormones fluctuated because of pregnancy or because of menopause? Hyperventilation can take you there. We've talked about that in other podcasts. Again, it's another thing that we can control, the hyperventilation, the mix of the carbon dioxide and the oxygen, and getting ourselves back to normal breathing and not taking those shallow, rapid breaths. Ingesting stimulants, even small amounts of caffeine for the sensitive, can trigger palpitations. So no one likes to hear that they have to give up their caffeine. But if you have heart palpitations, or if you even have anxiety panic at any level, I highly recommend giving up the caffeine. It really is not your friend. And you can go back to it someday, but right now when you are in this highly sensitized state, you want to do everything you can to bring down any triggers. Smoking of nicotine can also cause this. Standing up too fast. So can prescription or over-the-counter medications and street drugs. So if you're on medications and you are experiencing this, you really want to check in with your healthcare practitioner, your prescribing practitioner. So I'm going to be talking about some of the ways that we can get out of this feeling. What are those ways that we can control it, right? What are some of the things that we can do? So back to our heart palpitations and what we can do about this annoying, yet not dangerous, physical symptom from stress. You know, fear activates the stress response. Even the fear of the fear, which is what we're usually talking about when we're talking about anxiety panic. The stress response causes physiological, psychological, and emotional changes in the body that enhances the body's ability to deal with a threat. Again, that's the body working for us with our fight or flight response. Remember, this place that we got ourselves into with anxiety and panic is not an evil thing. It's just, it's gone awry. Our wonderful mechanism, our stress response, which we need to keep alive, has gone a little bit too far. It's oversensitized. We have a hair trigger response, and we're in the fight or flight way too many times during the day. So again, it's working for us. It's not an evil thing, and we don't need to be angry or trying to fight this. This is where we want to relax and know, hey, my body's working for me. It's just going a little bit overkill. When the stress response occurs infrequently, the body can recover relatively quickly from the many changes that the stress response brings, right? All those physical symptoms that we talk about. But when the stress response happens frequently, the body has a challenge in recovering. This is the state we talk about when we're talking about being hypersensitized. So what do we do if we are hypersensitized, right? We're here, we're already in the situation, and we need to know what we can do to get these heart palpitations to not freak us out so much so that we cannot be so nervous and anxious all the time. But how can we get them to relax a little bit? Now, I mentioned earlier, or it's actually the title of the podcast, I have six ways that we can turn this around. And the first one is that we want to get to where we let the body recover its natural state by being aware and consciously bring in relaxation. Give yourself time and go slow. Let things be for now. 20 minutes to an hour is a good amount of time to give yourself to let these palpitations settle down. If you are being conscious, right? If you're being aware and consciously bringing in relaxation, you will probably be able to bring them down in 20 minutes. Maybe 20 minutes to an hour, I'm going to say. But you can't get into the fear of the fear, right? So that's just number one. Let's look at what else we can do here. The second one is to use magnesium. I just talked about natural calm. Try it. The magnesium works very rapidly. And you would know this if you're one who has used magnesium for leg cramps in the middle of the night. You just get up, you take the magnesium, you take a natural calm drink, and you can get relief. So try it. And if you want more information on using magnesium for heart palpitations and the other stress things that we talk about here, listen to our other podcast where that's all we talked about was magnesium with Dr. Carolyn Dean on episode 182. The third thing I want to talk to you guys about is to look at the long term by reducing your general stress. Sometimes we can't just stop a symptom that's already started because our body's in that flow. We're in the fear, adrenaline, fear cycle. The stress hormones, adrenaline just being one of them, is flowing. We got to let it go. It's just gone. We can't stop it. Just know you got to be with the flow with it and let it happen. But you can look to the future. Again, you can look at the long term by reducing your general stress in your life. The fourth one is use the relaxed Buddha belly breathing to activate your parasympathetic nervous system. Let that belly poof out when you take your inhalation. No one is going to be looking, and let that diaphragm flatten out, let it stimulate the vagus nerve, which will get you right into the parasympathetic nervous system. Try it. Number five, take care that you get enough sleep and recovery time daily. Sleep is great, but so is meditation. We talk about this over and over again. Get into your meditation. And number six, remember these stress-caused palpitations have cleared out for you before, and they will again. As you become more calm and less sensitized, they're going to show up less and less. And here's the thing with number six. If you can remember that you've had these before and that they went away, they weren't dangerous, they didn't hurt you, then you can stay out of adding fuel to that fear, right? And keeping yourself in that stress response by just reassuring yourself. Believe me, it works. These are the things we have to do so we can give ourselves enough space so that we can really start to retrain our minds. I hope that this show has been helpful for you. There's a lot going on here with our physical symptoms, and this is a big one for a lot of people. Today's quote, "Your mind's ability to expand its capacity for clarity and calm is limitless." And that's from Michelle Rosenthal. I'll be back in a few more days with another podcast. Until then, be well and aloha.
Thanks so much for joining us for today's episode of the Anxiety Coaches Podcast. Find more information at theanxietycoachespodcast.com.